This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Well, it's good to have with us today. Tandy Mitchell is on with us today from Dallas, Texas. Good morning, Tandy.
Good morning, Pastor Dale.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me on here.
Oh, it's great to have you on. You have a beautiful radio voice, and we have known you for a long time, right? I don't know how long we've known you. Ever since you were a girl.
In elementary school, yes.
Yeah.
Very long time.
A long time. And your mom and dad, great friends of ours. And your two brothers, your family. So it's good to have you on. And I've been wanting to have you on ever since I saw you on national television singing at a Donald Trump rally in Dallas, Texas. The American Airlines Arena was packed, and you were singing on national television. And I was saying to Gene, there is Tandy, we know her. So tell us the story about how you got invited to sing at a Donald Trump rally just a few weeks before he was elected president of the United States. Tell us how that happened.
Well, I had been working for Paul Mitchell, and they were having graduations, and I had been singing the national anthem at their graduations. And I remember praying and just, you know, asking the Lord to use me in this way, or use me in other ways for me to be able to get out there and just sing and minister in a way that maybe people would never, you know, think of. Mm-hmm. And I had an old boss, Katrina Pearson. She ran Donald Trump's campaign, did all the media, and I had seen me some of the videos on Facebook of me singing, and she messaged me and asked me if I was interested in singing the national anthem for Donald Trump rally. And I was like, sure, you know, I was thinking, no big deal, you know, when is it? And this is on a Friday, and come to find out it was that Monday. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I'm glad that I have, you know, been singing this for a while since kindergarten. But I was like, sure. What had happened was I was kind of on backup. The girl that was supposed to be singing the national anthem disappeared. She just went MIA. They couldn't get a hold of her. She wasn't responding. So Katrina sent me all the information and said for me to just show up Monday at the American Airlines Center at this certain time. And if that other girl doesn't show up, then I'll be going on. So I was thinking, okay, wow. And I remember that Monday walking in to the American Airlines Center, and I'm just like, man, what do I tell them? You know, if that other girl's already checked in or something. And I just remember the Lord saying, you're singing the national anthem. And I just remember there's just peace over me, and this just boldness, and just to go in there and tell them and just speak it, and that the Lord is telling me that he opened this door for me. And so I walk in and I say, I'm here to sing the national anthem, and no questions, anything. I was, you know, went through security, got all my wristbands, went downstairs. The whole arena was empty, and except for the media, of course. They were all there setting up. And they asked me to do a sound check, and I got up there and did a sound check, and then they walked me to this back room, and I was all by myself in this huge room, which I thought was awesome because I spent the time just praying in the Holy Spirit, and just, you know, allowing the Lord to just use me this way. I believe the, you know, the national anthem is anointed. I just do. And I just ask the Lord to just sing through me. And so then it was time, a few hours later, it was time to go up. And I remember standing on the end, and people are kind of hunched over, and they're all yelling at me, "Are you singing the national anthem?" It was so funny. But I was like, yes. But I remember walking up on the stage and walking out, and it was a very long walk to the podium once they announced my name. But I finally got there, and I just remember just a huge peace, like unbelievable peace, to get up there and sing in front of that many people. And to be honest, I don't really remember there being that many people. I just remember singing the national anthem and walking, you know, back from the podium, and then looking on the TV screen afterwards, seeing how many people are actually out there.
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing that the Lord was able to use me that way in singing it.
Wow. That is amazing. Yeah. I'm going to pause and play the audio of you singing the national anthem. It's going to take about 2 minutes and 29 seconds, and then we'll be back to talk some more, because there's some background going on here. So here's Tandy Mitchell on with me today, and she's singing the national anthem for the Donald Trump rally in Dallas, Texas last year, a few weeks before Donald Trump was elected president of the United States. Okay, wow, that you did a great job there, Tandy, and I believe the national anthem is anointed. I agree, and you were certainly anointed that day. Great job! Did you know that you were going to be singing on national television when you sang that?
No, I didn't.
Wow, well, you were.
I didn't know there were going to be that many people either.
So how did you feel when you walked out on that stage? Were you nervous?
A little bit, but and I mean, it was just a feeling that I've never felt before, mm-hmm. to be honest. I felt calm. I felt just this sense of calmness and peace, and I mean, it was unbelievable. Wow. It was an unbelievable feeling.
Well, the Holy Spirit really used you, and looking at the video, you did not appear to be nervous at all. So the backdrop the backdrop of that is that when you were invited to sing the national anthem, you were actually invited as a backup, right?
I was. Yes.
And you were willing to say yes, I'll be a backup. But I guess you, until the day the Holy Spirit spoke to you, I guess you thought, well, I'm just going to be available in case she doesn't show up. Why don't know to this day why she didn't show up, or just the Lord prevented her from showing up?
I have no idea. They never found out.
She might have been a little bit scared because Donald Trump has always been controversial, and who knows? Maybe her friends threatened her. Maybe other people threatened her, but she didn't show up. I believe it was a God thing, because God gave you the opportunity to sing that song, very anointed, and I believe that that was a major introduction, Tandy, to an arena of ministry that maybe you've not walked into yet. Did you have much response? You have much response for singing the national anthem on national television?
Yes, I did. It was sort of last minute that I told my family and friends when I announced it. It's not a group text. I was in the back room, actually, when I told everyone. So there was a huge response. It was a good one. So it was great.
That's fantastic. And you just walked in and told the people you were there to sing the national anthem. They didn't question you about that.
They didn't. I don't know if anyone should go trying that.
that is good. So you made it. I've been talking about people making an announcement, and you just made an announcement. I'm here to sing the national anthem, which is, I think, fantastic. But you had, this was not the first time you had sang the national anthem. You had sang the national anthem in public on several occasions, hadn't you?
Yes, I sing it at FC Dallas game, our soccer team, and I was singing it at Paul Mitchell, the school, their graduations.
Mm-hmm. So you've been practicing for the big picture.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, I tell you, it's a confirmation of what I've been saying, that we need to be ready. People need to be ready at all times, because you never know when you're going to be called on. You never know when you have the opportunity. When I used to have a school of ministry, I would tell my students, carry 3 sermons in your Bible. And if you ever have an opportunity to preach, preach. Don't say, I'll pray about it, I'll think about it. You don't have to pray about it. You don't have to think about it. When the opportunity comes, just do it. If it's preaching or showing up for some other event, including singing for the future president of the United States, you got to be ready, right?
Right.
So that's it's a great story, a great testimony of how the Holy Spirit set up a divine appointment, divine connection. And you probably heard me talking about divine appointments and divine connections for many years. But I just believe that God desires to set us on the big stage. He may put us on a small stage to begin with, but we will not despise those days of small beginnings or small things. Of course, I've heard you sing many times in church, and always knew that you were mightily anointed. I believe that God has a wonderful plan for your life, Tandy, and you have a beautiful singing voice. In a few moments, I'm just going to have you to pray, and after you get through praying, I'm going to play one of your songs, just a worship song, but it's very anointed. And I just know that God is doing big things in people's lives, and it's so amazing how God can turn things around in such a very short time. So I'm just going to, in just a moment, I'm going to have you to pray, and then I'm going to play your song. How can people get in touch with you if they want to hear your music or communicate with you or maybe even have you to come and sing at their church or sing the national anthem, wherever? How can they contact you?
Well, they're welcome to contact me through my Facebook page, or they can, you know, call me on my cell phone or email me. I'm okay with any of those.
You have your Facebook is just Tandy Mitchell, Tandy.
Yes, sir.
Tandy Mitchell, and you have an email address.
I do.
Okay.
It's TandleM@yahoo.com.
You want to spell that out?
TandleM@yahoo.
Okay, that's very good. And Tandy, I want you to say a prayer. We've made a policy here on BPN Radio that we won't talk about anything we can't pray about. I just would like you to say a prayer for people that have these dreams in their heart and just to prepare for it. You know, I think preparation is so very, very important. So I'm sure that you have practiced singing the national anthem many, many times in private before you sing in public. So I'm going to play some worship music, and then I want you to say a prayer. However the Holy Spirit leads you to pray, Tandy.
Okay.
Okay, you go for it.
Lord, I just want to thank you today, and we just want to bless you and honor you and lift you up right now. And Lord, I just want to pray for anyone that is listening that has been praying for a door to be open or for something to take place in their life that they have been wanting or desiring when it comes to honoring you. Lord, I just pray that you open that door and that you just get them ready and that you provide for them anything that they're needing when it comes to financial reasons or if it comes to means of transportation or if it comes to giving them the right sermon or giving them the right song to write or sing, Lord, or how you want them to minister. But Lord, I just pray that you open that door and you get people ready to serve you and to honor you. So that way you can use them as a vessel, Lord, to reach other people. Because that's why we're here, is to reach people for you. And we're here to honor you and glorify you and lift up your name. Lord, I thank you. I thank you so much for your mercy and your grace on us. And how much that you hear our prayers and how much you love us. And Lord, I just pray right now that we just lift up everyone listening to you, and we just give them peace and comfort in anything that they're going through, and wisdom. And Lord, I pray for favor over every person that's listening, favor and divine appointment. You set up those divine appointments, Lord, like yes. You did for me from a boss from a few jobs ago. But Lord, I just pray it could be anyone, it could happen at any time, and that we are ready here to serve you, Lord, in your name, Lord. Amen.
Tandy, thank you so very, very much for being on today.
Sure.
You're a blessing.
Thank
I bless you. You have a bright future. You just keep dreaming, keep practicing, because God's going to continue to open major doors for you. God bless you for being
thank
on today.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Pastor Dale.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, here's Tandy Mitchell. Singing a worship song here on BPN Radio on the Wednesday Watch.
been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Thank you. said he'd always be there. So she gave it and went where she had never dared. Everybody makes mistakes, the doctor reassured. Nobody has to know, the choice is yours. Well, the years come and gone, she's still searching for that love. And every little child just reminds her of choice that she made, the price of the trade. Will the haunting memory ever go away? Sometimes late at night, she can hear the voice she never heard, crying out for the love she never gave. There are times she can hardly stand the hurt from the scars that she bears to this day. Was the memory of a lesson she wished she never would have learned? It comes back every night in the voice she never heard. Even though forgiven, there are times she can hardly stand. Was the memory of a lesson she wished she never would have learned. It comes back every night in the voice she never heard.
I love you, Mommy.
Today, but it's hard to just let go. So many things I'd like to change along this broken road. I need the chance to start again. There's no future in my past, and there's no moving on for me if I'm always looking back. It's time to forgive and forget. Mercy has no memory, grace has no regret. God took those sins and buried them far as the east is from the west. And if Jesus can forgive me, then it's time to forgive myself. Every one of my mistakes has been buried by the way. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, He washed them all away. He looks beyond all I have done to the heart of who I am. And the one who saw me fall so hard gives me strength to stand.
has no regret. God took those sins and carried them far as the east is from the west. And if Jesus can forgive me, then it's time to forgive myself.
That's ringing out of Let your healing waters flow. Healing waters flow. Healing waters flow over me. Let your healing waters flow. Healing waters flow. Let your healing waters flow over me.
Healing somewhere up in heaven, walking down the streets of gold. Your wrinkles all have vanished, no more signs of being old. I'm reminded of the times we shared, and the songs you'd sing to me. Like when the rollers call up yonder, and just a closer walk with thee. And although you sometimes struggle, I'd see you on your knees. Now that closer walk you dreamed about has become reality. No more doubt of where you will go, 'cause now you finally know what we tried to tell you. And you may rest and know that you are safe within his arms of grace. And I know that someday we'll meet again. Somewhere looking out over a garden, it's the most beautiful garden you could have ever imagined. And I know that if the Lord would allow it to be so, you'd be dressed in your overalls instead of that white robe. And although your hands are dirty, your heart is white as snow. There's a smile upon your face, just like the one I used to know. No more doubt of where you will go, 'cause now you finally know what we tried to tell you. You may rest and know that you are safe within his arms of grace. And I know that someday, and though we'll miss you here below, it feels our hearts with hope to know that we will meet again in the presence of our King. No more doubt of where you will go, 'cause now you finally know what we try to tell you. You may rest and know that you are safe within his arms of grace. And I know that someday we'll meet again. Papa, someday we'll meet again.
I see the star that you have made. I know you call them each by name.
to think Father God, whom heaven displays, is thinking of me in intimate ways. I stand amazed in all of your glory, that you would die for me. I stand amazed. I stand amazed. Stand amazed. I see the nails piercing your skin. My wicked heart driving them.
Stand up.